Leave. USA Radio News.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, we welcome you back to the program. Time once again to get going with the best in strategy advice, the best in money information. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me from Lucia Capital Group. A lot of stuff to talk about today, this hour, and this week, as a matter of fact. We're going to start things off with a discussion on tax brackets. Yes, tax brackets. Did you know that if you're in, let's say, the 25% tax bracket, you're not actually paying 25 cents for every single dollar that you have earned through that entire year? No, it's true. Now, some people are aware of how the tax brackets work, but many are not. So wherever you happen to be, we're going to talk about it and help you out with some wealth education here, because knowing the tax brackets really is a big step toward proper planning for retirement. So keep it right here. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a couple of moments. You can call us right now with your money questions. Lines are wide open. All the lines are open. Line them up. Get your money questions into the Brain Trust right now. Our phone line, phone number, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Got emails to get to as well. You just go over to wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. Click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page, and we'll be happy to talk to you and answer those questions here on the program. Our advisor in chief, this guy, Professor Rick Plum, here with me again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, you need to get a strategy. You need to get one that addresses your needs, your goals, and one that aims to anticipate what might go wrong during your distribution phase of retirement. We're going to talk about that as well. Believe me, things can change very quickly, and you need the advice and the experience of the Brain Trust to get you through. Don't do this on your own, folks. You call our advisory team at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You talk to any of them about your financial future, about your financial plan. 800-644-1150. Now, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, Professor Plum. I know we have some folks calling in, and we're going to get them up here on the board in just a couple of seconds. But just as sort of a teaser bit here on the whole idea of tax brackets, I heard this again, not this past weekend, but a month or so ago. And I hear it quite a bit, where somebody says, I'm sick and tired of paying whatever the percentage was. They came up with a 37% of everything that I earn goes to either the federal government or, in this case, the state government. By the time I have to work for free until May something or other before I actually get to keep any of my money.
Yeah, whether it's May or it's March, it is unfortunately a very big number when you consider. When they're talking about they're talking about not just the federal income tax bracket plus the state income tax bracket. They're also talking about Social Security taxes as well. And so you're looking at...
Oh, I don't even know if they included that, but that is part of it, sure.
When you're talking about those kinds of days, that far out, 37.5%, pretty sure you're talking about... Because let's take and self-employed have it the hardest because they see it the most. You know, you make $50,000, 15.3% right off the top.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're, so at that rate, you've got 15% for FICA, a little over, 15% for federal. Depending on the state, you may be 5-6. If you're in Oregon, 9% state. Yeah. You're 15, 30, 39, 35. Yeah, you're up there pretty quick when you have all those different ones. An employee doesn't see quite the same number because they only see the FICA and the Medicare for them, which is 7.65% combined. So you're looking at, you know, if you're, you know, even before you get to the wage base, get into the 25% income tax bracket, you're talking about 15% federal, 7.65%, you know, and plus whatever state you live in. So, I mean, it adds up pretty quick. Now, you're not paying that on every dollar. Yes, you're paying the FICA Medicare on every dollar up to a certain wage limit of, right now, $118,500 per person. But the brackets are not starting off at 15 for every penny you make. They start off at zero. And you've got a certain amount of money you can make without paying a single dime of income tax. Income tax is different than Social Security tax.
And that's, of course, thanks to the standard deduction that you have,
personal exemptions, your itemized deductions if you have those.
Yeah, so that makes an effective 0% bracket. We're going to talk about that. I want to take some calls because I know we've got some people on hold. But we will talk more about this and let you know some strategy as well regarding tax brackets. Why is it important to understand what bracket you're in and how do you manage the tax bracket? That's another one. So, talk about that coming up. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's move along to Dave in Houston, Texas. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, but the topic is reallocation.
Okay.
I'm 60, and let's say you're 60 and good-looking like me, and then how would you... What's so funny?
Well, you look great on the radio.
How do you know when it's time to reallocate, and why should you do it?
How do you know? Have you ever put a strategy together that tells you how much you should have in safer accounts, fixed income, alternatives, stocks, things like that?
I have to say no.
Well, then now is the right time to reallocate. Now is the time to be able to look at your portfolio and say, okay, I may not want to retire today. I'm 60. I'm still healthy. I still like what I'm doing. I want to continue to work. And maybe I need a little bit more money. But it's not going to be that many more years down the line before I, you know, have that proverbial bad day at work and I want to get the heck out of there. So maybe at 65. Maybe at 70. You're still 5 to 10 years out from retirement. But now is when you want to start looking at how should we be allocated for the ability to make the call on your terms, not the market's terms. And what I mean by that is when you decide you want to retire, let's say it's 65, you want to retire at 65. Now is the time to set yourself up for that, not when you're 65, because what happens at 64 if the market craters and your portfolio goes down by 20%, 30%, and now you might not have enough money to retire, so it's no longer your decision. Set it up so it is your decision. Set it up so that you allocate correctly. And then it's just a matter of monitoring that allocation. I was supposed to have 33% of my money in stocks. And, you know, and let's just make it real easy. 33% in cash, 33 or fixed, you know, safe type accounts, 33% in fixed income, 33%. I'm just going on a very hypothetical, simple one. And then you monitor it. If that portfolio, the percentage of your portfolio that is allocated to stocks, which is the more volatile area, becomes 50% again because we had just a great set of years in the market, then you reallocate again and rebalance yourself. If it's down, you know that you're okay because you've set the money up on the other side. Now the only question is, do you want to increase your monthly allotment to the stock of the volatile area? So if you haven't already created your strategy, now is the time to create your strategy. And then you start looking for opportunity over and above what you're trying to accomplish. Once you've got your strategy in place, you have an expectation of the different accounts. And if the accounts that you have do better than expected, then that's a time to identify a reallocation at that point. Take some profits. And so by creating the appropriate accounts, you've built in time horizon for the inevitable, I don't know when it's going to happen, downturn that any volatile asset's going to have.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with, you know, with the market, I guess, as it is today being as high as, you know, approaching all-time highs or at all-time highs.
Well, it's a lot easier to do it today than it was to do it in January. So now is a good time to get your strategy in place.
Oh, okay, I got some homework to do then. I just want to sit back and relax and just watch the money grow.
Okay, well then, I tell you what, I'm going to be out in Houston in the end of October, I think it is, somewhere, and on a Saturday. You know, come down and I'll introduce you to some people that can help you set up your strategy. If you don't want to wait that long, I can tell you, get you in front of somebody who can help you set up your strategy now. And that way you can sit back and relax and have at least the good feeling that if the market does crash because of this election, if the market does crash because pick your, you know, problem du jour that may, or, you know, drive the market down, that you can still meet your goals the way you want to meet them.
So it sounds like it's a matter of just moving money from, say, less volatile stuff to more the volatility of the stuff that you're in?
Potentially, yeah. Now, it depends on, I don't know how you're invested. Most people that I have met with tend to be a little bit too aggressive 4, 5, 6 years out from retirement. Every once in a while, though, we do, you know, run into somebody who is very skittish of the market. It doesn't sound like you're in that situation. And they need to actually be a little more aggressive. But it's all about where you are today and what you're trying to accomplish and putting a strategy in place to marry those two items. What I want to accomplish, what I have, will it work? Let's make sure we can get where we want to go.
And it's also all about looking good too, Dave. But tell you what, hold on a second. If you need some more information, I got to take a break. We're going to get to a couple other calls. Dale, hang on a second as well. October 22nd, Professor is going to be, you'll be in Houston, Texas.
I didn't know which date it was, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. October 22nd. It's a Saturday morning. We'll remind you as we get closer, but I wanted to tell you that anyway, Dave. And hope you can show up and meet the Brain Trust if you haven't done so already and get some wonderful money advice on alternative investments and get your money questions answered as well. So hold on. If you have some more questions, we'll be happy to talk to you. Don't go away. As I said, Dale in Minneapolis, we're going to get to you next. I believe another allocation type question, so we will get to that in just a moment or two. Don't go away. And it looks like we still have two lines open for you. So if you want to get on board right now, ask your money question. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We still have a few things to talk about as well regarding tax brackets, strategies, wealth education. It's all about that on this program. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum answering your money questions. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing from Lucia Capital Group returns right after this.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
U2 America TV. Featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome back to the program. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Here for you every day, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Now, we mentioned this just before the break. We were talking with our last caller, Dave, about when the Brain Trust is going to be in Houston. Now, that's still, you know, a couple months away from now. But there will be a few others that are a little closer than that. And if you want to join the Brain Trust, the 2016 Lucia Capital Group Fall Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshop Series is underway. Saturday, September 17th. That'll be the next one here in San Diego, California. Saturday morning, September 17th in San Diego at the Hotel Carlin. Don't miss it. You go to wealthed.com to sign up, wealthed.com. It's all free. Saturday, October 1st, Las Vegas, Nevada, and then Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday morning, October 8th. As I said, those are the next three. There will be several more between then and, oh, I don't know, sometime close to Thanksgiving. Check wealthed.com. You can sign up there, wealthed.com. I did tell you this. It's all free. Just tell us how many people you'd like to bring or come with you or just come by yourself, and we will set aside as many chairs as we need. Once again, wealthed.com. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Got some folks on hold, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along next to Dale, who's been hanging on in Minneapolis. Hello, Dale.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. I had a question. At age 65, which is like 4 years away, I'm going to have pension and Social Security. It's going to equal like about $40,000. And as of today, I'm making like about 50. I'm putting like about 14% a year into a 401k. So in dollars, my income is going to be about the same at that time, correct? I'm not going to be contributing to my 401k, and I won't be paying Social Security taxes.
Sounds about right.
Thinking right.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other tips for me? You know, I do have a 401k, but I don't want to. I'm kind of thinking I'm going to try to wait until the government forces me to start, you know, paying taxes on some of that.
Why? Why wait? I mean, well, at 65, you're as healthy as probably you're ever going to be. You might as well use some of that money to have some fun.
Yes, I mean, it's possible I will do that, but I was just thinking my pension never grows. It'll be the same amount the rest of my life. You know, I hope I'll get some Social Security increases, but I was just kind of thinking, you know, if...
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, using your 401k as an inflation hedge for the future. And so what, instead of just setting it up to take 4 or 5% starting day one, maybe you set it up to take, you know, 2% and then letting that escalate at a much faster rate so you have more money in the future. How large is your investment portfolio, your 401k, your IRAs, any other investment accounts you have?
I've got a little over 200.
That's still a nice number. So you would set it up so that you can start withdrawing money just because you can and you don't know when you're going to need it. It's better to set yourself up to be able to withdraw the money regardless of the market conditions and not need to withdraw the money than to not set it up and not have the ability to withdraw it because the market dropped and all of a sudden you find out you need it. things happen, whether it's a health issue that you might need to access the money, something in friend. Maybe you decide that you do want to take a vacation that costs $10,000, and so you need to take the money out. I would set it up to start taking some amount of money out of the portfolio, allocate it for that type of a distribution. But, you know, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not be able to get to it because the market's at a bad time right then. So I still would set up a strategy to start taking a distribution. There's no harm in not taking it, and then you're ready to take it when the required minimum distributions hit, you know, 5 years after that.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. That sounds like a good idea. So I am right in my thinking about that income. You know, we don't know what inflation is going to do, of course, but I'll probably have a close to the same income in a few years, 4 years, whatever, whatnot.
It does sound like you're going to be right in the same area that you would be right now. So that also tells me that you don't need to listen to the sales pitch for a hybrid index annuity. You don't need guaranteed income withdrawal benefit annuities. If somebody tries to sell you one of those, just say thanks for dinner and walk out. Take the dinner, get the good dinner, but don't listen to their sales pitch, because you don't need guaranteed income. You got a ton of it already. 100% of your income's already, 100% of your needs are expected to be covered. You don't need more guaranteed income, so why pay for something you don't need?
Sure, I understand. Yes, I listen to your show quite often, so I'm well versed in that. You know,
good.
It's a great show. I learn a lot. But so anyway, another question I have for I'm in kind of in the 15%. Me and my wife, we gross like about 100. We put, you know, probably 20 grand in our 401ks. So we're well within that 15% tax bracket. Correct?
Yeah, it sounds like it. At $100,000, if you're putting you know money into the 401k. Even under 65, you could have a married couple without itemized deductions can have right at about $96,000 of gross income. And that's after you pay for your health care through your employer. That's after the money that goes into the 401k, the traditional 401k. And if you have $96,000 or less at that point, you're in the 15% income tax bracket.
Also, would I have a little room then to convert some of my 401k money now when I'm in that?
You do have a little bit of room, and if you wanted to, so, you know, if your income is very stable from year to year and you're fairly, the same every year, go back to last year's tax return and look at the line that says taxable income. It should be line 43. And you're looking at that line, and if it's under, call it $75,000, you have room in the 15% income tax bracket. How much room depends on where that number is below the $75,000 threshold. And if your income is going to be the same this year as it was last year, basically, then you have that amount of room to convert in the 15% income tax bracket. Because the reality is, with your pension and Social Security, how much of that $40,000 when you retire is going to be coming purely from Social Security? Like 30 of it?
Yeah, probably a little bit less than 30.
Okay. Because if you then have...
Probably 25.
25? So you've got 15,000 of pension.
Yeah, right about there.
So when you take 15,000, if all you had was the social and the pension, you won't owe any taxes. And that means I've got some room still to take money out of my 401k, IRA, whatever it is at the time you retire, without paying any taxes at that point. So you have to decide, do you want to pay the 15% now, or would you rather try to do it later in the 5 years between 65 and 70 and take a little bit out in the 0% bracket? I would probably do both. I would do some of it the 15 and some of it even after you retire. The reason being, the required minimum distribution on that 200 is going to be about $10,000. At that point, you add that to your pension, now you're going to be paying taxes on the IRA distribution and potentially some of the Social Security. So it's going to be more than 15% at that time. It's a weird setup, but I'm not all that hot fired up to do big conversions right now, because I think you're going to be in a fairly low bracket when you retire based on what you've told me. But I'd want to sit down and just see what it looks like.
Yeah, hey, listen, I'll tell you what, Dale, I got to take a break in a second and get to a few more calls. If you need some more help with this stuff, hang on. And in fact, hang on anyway, because Professor Plum has some ideas for you here that he can run over with you. Once again, it is sort of about knowing where you are in the tax bracket, but at the same time, knowing where you're going to be tax bracket, 5 years from now,
right,
when he's 66 or 67.
I'm trying to look at, as a married couple, he's got, if all he has is $15,000 of pension, he's got another $5,000 or $6,000 of room in the 0% bracket. I'm talking about at retirement.
Yes.
And maybe another $5,000 of room where he's paying 10% without hitting the Social Security. RMD on $200,000 is $8,000 to $10,000. That's a zero tax. Do I want to pay tax today or later? Well, or none later.
Or none later, exactly. All right, 877-PLANNER, Roger, you'll be next. And two lines open, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for six people facing forward, two people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Still a lot more to talk about with regard to tax brackets. We haven't really delved too much into it, although Professor was our last caller. We sort of got a little bit into tax brackets and how they work and standard deductions and things like that. And knowing where you are in a tax bracket, as we said, with Dale.
With Dale, yes.
Just having Dale know exactly where he is in his tax bracket can give him some idea of how he's going to plan.
Right. He's currently, according to what he said, in the 15% bracket. Mm-hmm. But then when he retires, he's going to have some room in the zero where he doesn't have to pay any taxes on the distribution.
Right.
So at the time he retires, he's going to want to start pulling money out of his IRA, 401k, whatever it is at that time, and either converting it to Roth if he doesn't need it or spending it.
Or spend it, yeah, exactly. So there's some options that are open up, and it's kind of nice. Okay, 877-PLANNER. I think I said Roger is up next somewhere in New Jersey. Hello, Roger.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Your discussion with the previous caller started to address my question, but let me pose the whole thing. I've got an IRA, and I've been told that I ought to be converting portions of that to Roth. What's your opinion of that? And then, second of all, how do I know how much to convert relative to the next tax bracket, so I don't spend or pay too much on taxes?
Okay, Roger, are you currently retired?
Retired a few months ago. I'm 68.
So 68 years old. How large is the IRA?
About 500.
Okay. And are you married or single?
Married.
Married. And so between you and your spouse, are you currently receiving your Social Securities?
Yes.
And combined between the two of them, how much in Social Security are you receiving?
Well, what's hers is hers. What's mine is hers. So,
right. Well, that's just every married life.
What's our combined Social or what's our Social Security amount? Is that your question?
Yes. And you do file a joint return, yes?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
So all of her income from your Social Security and her Social Security 20, is going to be on the return.
Yeah, about $25,000.
Combined between the two of them.
Yeah.
And do you have any pensions, either one of you?
Yeah, I do.
How much?
60.
60,000 in pensions. Okay, any other incomes that are coming in from any other sources, rental properties, anything else other than...
No.
Okay.
And it doesn't appear that we really need any additional income over the last two or three months, in terms of when I hit the IRA payout.
Right, and so right now you're in the 15% income tax bracket. I haven't done the math, but I'm pretty sure that 85% or very close to 85% of your Social Security is already taxable with a $60,000 pension. So you're sitting at about $81,000 of total income right now as a taxable event before you take any money out of the IRA. And so what that means, not as a taxable event, as a gross income before that. So you've got about $15,000 worth of room in the 15% bracket. Based on what you've told me, $14,000 worth of room. And so you could potentially do, $10,000 to $14,000 of conversions right now for the next 2 years. But with a $500,000 total value of your IRA, your required minimum distribution is going to probably be, 4%, about $18,000-ish. So once you start your required minimum distribution, that RMD by itself is going to probably push you out of the 15% bracket and into the next bracket, which is 25%. What we're looking at is, where is that tax bracket? That's what your bottom line number is. It changes every year, basically. But if you looked at your return, and like I was talking with Dale, you look at the line that says this is your taxable income. After all your deductions, after all your exemptions, your taxable income on a married filing joint return changes out of the 15% bracket and goes into the 25% bracket, where that number says $75,300. If you're under $75,300 in taxable income as a married filing a joint return in 16, that amount, most of that is in the 15% bracket. If you're above it, then the amount above it is no longer in the 15, and it's in the 25, potentially higher if you go way above it, like 150. So you're going to want to look at it. But with, if all you have is $60,000 of pension and $25,000 of Social Security, and not all of the Social Security is taxable, only a little over $21,000 would be taxable, your total income is about $81,000, less your itemized deductions or standard deduction, whichever one you take, less your personal exemption. So you are bringing that 81 down, and you're bringing it down by about $20,000 or more, depending on whether you itemize or not. So you do have room currently, and you might want to look at doing $10,000, maybe $14,000 of conversions in the 15% bracket, because some of it's going to be in the 25 in the future no matter what.
So that's interesting. If I act now, I can lower my payout with the IRA when it starts in a couple years.
Yes, you can, but it's not going to be a huge dramatic effect. Like I said, let's say you did 15, so you're lowering it this year, 68, you do 15,000. Next year, 69, you do 15,000. So you've gone from 500 down to 470 plus whatever it's grown, so it may be back to 480, 490, we hope. And so your required minimum distribution is still going to be 18,000-ish, when you're 70, 70 and a half. And so that's more than the room that I think you have right now. I don't know what your tax bracket actually is without looking at your return.
Would you suggest me playing around with my my tax program? You know, it's TurboTax, but yeah. We're playing around with that from last year, or doing the estimate on this year to figure out what I can do on this?
Well, the numbers haven't changed dramatically. Last year's taxable income is about the same as this year's, where the brackets are. It was just slightly lower. Last year's exemption and standard deductions were just slightly lower than, so if you were to, you know, clone last year's return, you don't want to mess up last year's, you want to keep that one, and start playing with last year's return and say, okay, what would have happened if I took out $10,000 more of my IRA? So you put in a 1099-R into your TurboTax for 10 grand. You know what the tax bill was before, now you know what it's going to look like again, and you can say, okay, that was the 15% bracket. What if I do 15? What if I do 20? And get a feel for what it's going to be.
My earned income is significantly lower because
Retired. That's right. You just retired.
Yeah.
So you may want to rebuild it. We don't have, we have 2016's numbers, but I don't think any of the tax programs are out yet with those numbers in it. So
right.
What I do is I just recreate, I just use last year's program, and yes, I do things like this.
And pretend like you're.
And then put in this year's numbers. I create this year's tax return on last year's tax program, knowing that I have a little bit more room this year than I did last year. So if it worked last year, I'll have a little bit of fudge factor room in here.
That's a good suggestion. And just change the file name.
Yes. And then take out the earnings, because you don't have those, or just put in the earnings that you had. And it may be that this year, because maybe you were earning at a much higher rate than your pension is, you may not have the same room that I was thinking of, because I forgot you retired this year, so you had earnings in the beginning of this year that may have been higher than your pension.
The thing I didn't tell you is the pension's been paying for over 10 years.
So. Oh, okay, different pension. Oh, so yeah, so you've got the pension and the earnings this year.
Yeah.
Those earnings may have been more than 14,000, so you may be in the 25% bracket
already.
Were
they over 14,000, Roger?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Were the earnings that you had for the beginning of this year before you retired, were they in excess of $14,000?
I'm not sure I understand it. I was in the 15% bracket last year as computed by the tax return.
Okay. Even with the pension and the working?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, we
have a lot of deductions with giving and so forth. And,
you must have a lot of deductions. And so, yeah, now it's going to be,
you know.
Now it's just going to be, because I wasn't assuming of large itemized deductions. Now you're just going to have to play with the software. You may have more room than I thought.
Yeah. Well, but the idea of using the tax program is a good one, and just modify last year's numbers with what I know.
Yeah, it'll give you a great idea. Sure, Roger.
And like I said, last year's brackets were slightly less than this year's. Last year's standard, well, you're not using the standard deduction. Last year's exemptions was slightly less than this year's. So if it shows that you've got $10,000 of room last year, you'll have slightly more room this year. So it gives you a little bit of wiggle room for a number to be off, one of your
That's
income
good
numbers.
Idea. Thank you very much.
All right,
Roger.
Roger, thank you. But hang on, we can give you some more help
if you would, and give you a little bit better idea of where you are. And we don't have all his numbers, but I like that idea.
But he's got a lot more deductions than I thought of at the beginning. I just didn't, I made a bad
assumption. Well, we didn't know he was doing charitable deductions and things like that. And he is retiring now. I don't know, he didn't say if he made more than...
But he was in the 15 last year with a full year of work.
So this year it's
obviously... So he's got a lot of deductions.
Yeah. Wow. That is a lot of deductions.
All right. So now he's going to have to look at, you know...
His pension's what, $60,000 a year?
He mentioned that it was $60,000. His Social Security combined between he and his wife is $25,000.
And he's been getting a pension for 10 years. Right. So they started paying him early.
This was a different company, obviously, than the one he's just retired from again.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, hey, good for Roger. I think that's great.
And it sounds like he doesn't really need the money that's in the 401k, and yet he's got that as a nice backstop.
Yeah. Well, not if he's able to give a whole bunch of charity. I mean, he's
using it.
Yeah. All right. Roger, hang on. We can talk to you a little bit more off the air. We got some lines open right now for you. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. We're also going to get into some of these tax brackets, although I'll tell you what, we've been talking tax brackets with the last couple of calls, so it's worked out fairly well. That and other things, whatever else is on your mind. 877-PLANNER, 877-PLANNER. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fear of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back-to-school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back-to-school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Another hour is just ahead if you tuned in at this particular moment and you're watching or listening live. If not, you can find us all day, every day at wealthed.com. Find our archives, video, etc., audio, all that there at wealthed.com. Also, by the way, at wealthed.com, you can sign up for one of our many workshops. Just very quickly, I want to remind you again, the next three workshops coming up here, alternative retirement strategies presented by Lucia Capital Group. Saturday morning, September 17th, that's in San Diego, California. October 1st, Las Vegas, Nevada, and October 8th, Phoenix, Arizona. There will be more after that, but the next three, San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. If you are anywhere in or near those cities on those dates, you just sign up at wealthed.com. It's all free. Tell us you'd like to be there, and we will make room for you. Once again, San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, the next three in September and October. Check wealthed.com to sign up and for where else we're going to be throughout the rest of October and November. All right, let's move along next to Ali in Hayward, California. Hello, Ali.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just listening to your show, and, that you give a lot of good advice out to people, and I'm someone that's really relatively new to finance. I don't have a background in it, and I kind of screwed up in my 20s. I just turned 30 last week, and didn't really have much of a savings, but now it's like, I have a stable job, I'm able to save up, and I have a 401k, so I am planning ahead for that. But like, what would be a good idea to start looking into, like, short-term profits? I just bought Peter Lynch's book, One Up on Wall Street, kind of get an idea of value investing and and how that works. Again, I don't know if that's outdated, that strategy. Another thing I was looking into is like real estate. Is that another way to go too as well? Is the whole buying and flipping thing still going on? I mean, is that another way for me to start getting into the game? I mean, what do you think? What should I do for someone who just turned 30? How do I, go about, making good short-term profits? Why are these people...
Short-term profits are tough to come by because that's gambling. And when you're going for short-term profits, you could either hit it big or you could lose what you already had. So it's difficult to deal with short-term profits. Real estate, flipping especially, is a difficult situation. It can happen at any time, but it's all about getting the deal to be able to... Even in good markets, there are houses that go for lower than expected values that there are places to flip. And
right.
But even in bad times, you can overpay for a house that you couldn't flip and make a profit on.
What do you think about Cleveland?
I don't know anything about Cleveland. I mean, he's got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there.
I heard there's a lot of new businesses opening up out there, new medical centers. A lot of people are moving out there. You got the World Championship.
I know. So how are you going to look at the properties in Cleveland? Are you going to go travel out there, go through it, get to know the neighborhoods, what the values really
right.
are? You know, are you going to trust this to somebody else who says, trust me, I can make this work for you?
Ah, right, 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 yeah.
Now, if you have a good friend.
I would be the one. What's that?
If you have a really good friend that's been doing it in that area that knows what they're doing and you want to go in with them, that's one thing. But if you're just going to some national program that says, hey, stick with me, I can help you find these places that you can flip.
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're looking to make money, whether you make money or not. And so,
right.
you know, look and see how that's working. And so I tend to be a little cynic when it comes,
because we've seen so many things.
But if you have an expertise in an area, I mean, the people I know that have done residential home flipping usually are contractors. They have access to contractors who are their friends, or they work in a certain area that gives them an insight to a specific valuation that they understand how to be able to, you know, pick up the values, know where they're coming on the market, how to, you know, get in where other people can't get in, and also to do the repairs and get the money or the flippage, you know, to bring it up to and put the sweat equity into it to make a profit. People
right.
like me who don't have that expertise or even any amount of that prowess are not going to be able to do flipping the same way. And so,
what if I start reading more books about that subject, you know, like really just, what if they know that I don't, you know, like is there information out there for me right now as a beginner to just learn? I mean, by reading about this stuff, will I eventually get the knowledge?
I think the only way you're really going to get the knowledge is by experimenting with it, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, experience brings a quicker understanding of how things work than reading about it. And I obviously, you know, doing everything you can with your 401k, getting the free money on the matching contribution there. I would start doing Roth. Those are the old traditional styles. They're not going to make you rich quick. That is not the game of a 401k or a Roth IRA. The best way to get rich is to start a business that has a niche that takes off, and you make millions of dollars from that business. That is even harder to do. And not very many people can do that. So it has a lot to do with all of our temperaments, and wanting to make it quick tends to mean, you know, what I've seen that people go in, yes, I've seen people make money flipping houses, but they are not in it with the idea that, ooh, I'm going to just shake and grip, I'm going to be rich by the time I'm 34. And, you know, because that tends to, when people want to move that quickly, they start making mistakes when they're moving that quickly. They overlook, oh, this could, you know, this house could need a new foundation, could do this. They get in love with the idea of getting rich so much that they overlook the problem staring them in the face. So just take a step back and say, if I'm going to invest in something, what are my worst case situation? Look at my best case. Best case is always fun. Worst case is where we make our money. And what happens if things happen? And how do I get out of it? What am I thinking about? And is the risk worth the reward, potential reward? And but, you know, just moving city to city, some people have done it very well. I have not met many, but I've seen some people that have friends and, you know, coworkers and other things, access to people, relatives that can help them find properties. Because in the Bay Area, I'm sure it's difficult to buy a fixer-upper, because even a fixer-upper in the Bay Area is $1 million. And that's a very high barrier to entry. Or I don't know the average housing price in Cleveland, but I'm guessing it's a little less than the average housing price in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it is. And hey, listen, I got to take a break for the top of the hour. If you have some more questions, you can hang on. One thing he's got in his favor, too, is, you
his
know,
age?
At age 30, at age 30, I mean, if you go the wrong way for a couple of years, you got time to make it up.
But if you're going to flip a house and you go into it, make sure that you can afford to hold on to it for longer than you expect to be able to flip it. If you think you can flip it in 6 months, make sure you can afford to hold on to it for a year or two. Because sometimes things don't happen the way you want them to. And staying power is everything in real estate.
10 years.
Maybe.
Some people have owned properties for 10 years that still aren't worth what they paid for them.
Now, wait a minute.
Have you ever heard of anybody who's done that, Professor Plum?
Only when I look in the mirror.
Okay, all right. I've heard of them, too.
Now, I didn't buy it as an investment.
No, I know. You had to live somewhere.
And I had.
But at the same time, other people have done that, and they wound up, they still haven't been able to sell. All right, we're out of time. We've got another hour coming up. If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Plum, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors off the air, their phone number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.